Hi, welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl, Aundi. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to be hosting you guys once again. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for the love you showed to me and I on the previous episode. I'm really, really humbled. It is May, and happy new month, you guys. It is Mental Awareness Month, and I hope you keep your mental health in check. I hope you keep taking care of yourself. I hope you don't let things get to you, things that are not supposed to get to you. I hope you are cautious in protecting your mental health, and you are persistent in being better, and you are all about progression over perfection. And I honestly hope you chase positive mental health. I do a few things to ensure I'm mentally sane or mentally stable. I hope that's not such a heavy word to explain it. And I try stay positive. I focus on the good. I get physically active. I work out sometimes. I get enough sleep. At least I try to. I have developed coping skills. I journal. I pray a lot. I listen to a lot of Maverick City music. And you guys, they have a whole album called Old Basement Church. Yeah, Maverick City and Elevation Music. That album is life. I literally love all these songs. And I've been binge listening them for like the longest time. Also, get professional help if you really need it. And you guys, please pray and just ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Ask Him to walk with you and protect you and show you what to do, and mainly give you peace. And it honestly works. Yeah, on today's episode, we are going to talk about singleness. And you guys, I was scared, still is, because I honestly don't know if I will be able to pull this off or like say what I'm supposed to say, but I'll just talk about it based on my experience. And I talked to my best friend about it. I was like, I'm going to talk about singleness. I am super scared about it. And then she was like, that sucks. Like, talking about singleness sucks. And it's true. Really sucks. It's like not the best topic, but I am really excited, and I hope we both learned something. And I hope we enjoy this episode. And without wasting any more time, let's get into it, shall we? Can I start by saying singleness is not as strange as culture or society makes it look like. And I think personally, I've always been scared of like the idea of being single, or just saying I am single, or having that conversation, you know, because people tend to imagine you are alone and lonely. And like, I never used to know the difference between just being alone and being lonely, you know. Yeah, and I have been in, I think, 2 relationships and so many entanglements. Not like so many, but quite a big number of entanglements. I'd have avoided them if I knew the worth or the gift of singleness was kind of necessary or worth being. Like, the season of singleness was important, yeah? Because in the relationships I was in, we were like, okay, we had arguments, we had fights, which I guess we'd have avoided, and we did things that I'm not proud of, because I didn't have boundaries, I didn't know my worth. I desperately wanted my single season to end. I just wanted to be with someone to like comfort me, someone that I could run to and like rant and talk to about what's going on, or about things that are actually happening in my life, or things that are actually bothering me. And I didn't know they also had their struggles, or they were also going through stuff, and I expected them to actually complete me. I actually told people, you complete me, told people, you make me happy. And I felt weird when I wasn't around them or I missed, I was attached to them, yeah? Like, I felt like a piece of me was missing every time we didn't talk or they didn't reply to my messages or we'd go like a long period of time without talking. I'd feel sad or like some part of me is missing. And sometime last year, I decided to just try embrace my single period and try be single for some time, and it didn't go well. I ended up in another relationship, and I went into it for the wrong reasons. As much as they were nice and like everything I'd ever want in a guy, I did not go into it for the right reasons, and I ended up breaking his heart and messing it up and realizing it's not what I really want, and it's something I am doing with like the wrong intentions, and I cannot provide what we need at the moment. Like, I'm not ready to be in a relationship or have this going on, and I ended it, and it wasn't like the best way to do it or whatever, and I'm not proud of myself, and yeah, it killed me for a whole lot period of time. And I'm trying to embrace my singleness and be content with where I am and develop boundaries and know my worth and have like be whole as a person and basically be the right one and just get heal from my insecurities, heal from my traumas, develop my relationship with God, and just honestly be the right person for whoever I'll meet. I honestly desire to get married. I know that having a teammate, a business partner, like just having someone who's there for you, yeah, that idea is really, really amazing, yeah. But I'm also scared. I'm scared of a failed marriage. I'm scared of constant arguments. I'm scared of being attached to people and feeling like I'm not good enough when they're not around. And I just want to be able to be content on my own and be able to be whole as like as a person and just be single and define love differently and be able to chase my purpose and get my stuff together and like, you know, have my money right, develop my relationship with God and chase my purpose and just do things for me that I think I can't do when I'm with a person. You know, when you are in a relationship, you have to make decisions thinking about someone else, and you can't decide to, you know, I want to go to Mombasa today and just pack your stuff and go to Mombasa, or I want to go somewhere tomorrow and just do it. You know, you don't have that privilege, you don't have that power to just make decisions on your own. And for crying out loud, I am young, or rather it's pretty early in my years, and I don't think I want it tied to someone. I don't think I want to make decisions while thinking about, oh my God, I have to consult with someone, and like I don't want to have the marriage benefits in my 20s or my single life or my the time I'm supposed to get to know myself and figure out what I like and what I don't. I don't want to start doing stuff with you know, like someone tied to them. I don't know if I'm making sense, yeah? And I think dating exposes you. Like, relationships expose you. They make you see things that you're not proud of, or things that you're still healing from, or things that you are scared of. My previous relationship, I realized I'm super insecure and very protective, because I think it's because I haven't healed from things that have been going on or the entanglements that I've been having. Like, I didn't imagine someone would just be honest and genuine. And now I used to look for flaws and find things to complain about or things to, like, just rant about or things to, you know, like, I projected my imperfections and my insecurities and my traumas to the other person, and that's just unfair. I think we need time to just heal and just be whole and not be projecting our insecurities and our traumas on people. Yeah. And I think that's, I've seen it, you know, when you are insecure, you tend to now have constant arguments that don't make sense, and you just turn out to sound idiotic or something. And now one person has to be the bigger person, and you have to, like, drain the other person, which it's not fair. It's honestly, it's not fair. I think chasing your relationship with God while you're single should be your ultimate goal, and then God will place you in the right place where you'll meet the right people, and you'll be able to grow with them, and you'll be able to have, like, share your insecurities, and then I think that will connect you guys. And I saw this quote by Donald Miller. They were talking with Stephen Furtick. They said, "We don't think of our flaws as the glue that binds us to the people we love, but they are. Grace only sticks to imperfections." You know, you find someone eventually who is, like, not perfect, and you talk to them about your insecurities, about your traumas, and then that just makes you beautiful. Like, they love you with your imperfections. They adore you with your flaws and things that, like, the things that you think don't make you perfect to them. I don't know if that makes sense. And I think when God is the center of your passion, your life will burn, but it will not burn up. Like, you will fulfill your purpose, you will fulfill your goal, you will attain your targets, you will basically be the best version of yourself, and you will be able to control your desires, and you will be able to fight fire with fire. Like, when you really have the urge to do things that are not godly or things that you might regret later, and God will give you the strength or the power to be able to fight. And I think we make a big deal out of marriage. Rather, society makes a very big deal out of marriage. I don't think it's something we should rush into, because honestly, in the relationship I was in, I didn't think it was, like, what I really wanted. It was something I had desired, but getting into it, it wasn't something I really wanted. Like, I actually sat and thought about it, and then thought, honestly, I really should have waited. And I think waiting makes you go hard. You know, when you wait for something for quite some time and desire it for, like, the longest time. Say, if you really want a nice phone or an instrument, a music instrument, and you're saving for it, the moment you eventually get it, it's, like, very treasurable. Like, you'll really, really treasure it, yeah? And you'll handle it with care. And I think if we embrace our singleness and take time to just embrace the gift of singleness and just dwell there and be comfortable and be content in that season, when you get to a relationship, when you get into a marriage, you'll be able to appreciate your better half, or you'll be able to, like, you'll be able to help them grow and be there for them in a positive way, and you'll value whatever you guys will have. Yeah, and I think it's worth it, and I think the wait is beautiful. And I'm struggling. There are times I break down, there are times I feel like I get the fear of missing out, and I get scared, but I press on. I think about how far I've come. I think about the product, or rather how it will turn out. And that picture I have in my head makes me really want to wait. And I think it's worth it. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be happy. I want to be real, be honest, and be extremely genuine. I want to have pure intentions and meet people with pure intentions. And if the price I have to pay is weight, then I think it's worth it. Thank you so much for keeping it yellow, and remember to stay sane. And I love you guys so much. Until next time. Bye.